Two radio stations are for sale in Miami. Normally, a transaction like this wouldn't get a lot of attention. But this potential sale has some members of the Cuban-American community and Republican officials upset. It boils down to politics, charges of disinformation, and censorship. And the sale is backed by investor and philanthropist George Soros. NPR's Greg Allen has this report from Miami.
Televisa Univision is selling 18 radio stations in 10 markets to a newly formed company, the Latino Media Network. The ones that have gotten the attention, though, are two AM stations in Miami, WQBA and WAQI, known as Radio Mambí.
El tema es Cuba. La meta es su libertad.
The stations broadcast in Spanish. For decades, they've been institutions in South Florida's Cuban-American exile community. Although the focus is on Cuba, the topics vary. But especially on Radio Mambí, the talk radio hosts and their callers favor conservative, sometimes extreme positions. The founders of Latino Media Network say they don't intend to change, quote, the spirit or the character of the station. But in a statement, they also say they believe in journalistic integrity. Most alarming to conservative critics of the sale, LMN is backed by a fund affiliated with George Soros, a billionaire and philanthropist known for backing progressive causes. At a news conference, Silvia Iriondo with the Assembly of the Cuban Resistance said she believes the new owners have a progressive agenda and will stifle conservative voices now on the air.
We will resist any attempt to censor the voices of this community that are represented by these radio stations.
Although Democrats had been making inroads, in recent years, Miami's Cuban-American community has doubled down on its support for Republicans with the election of Donald Trump. Radio Mambí and other Spanish-language stations have been key in helping Republican candidates reach Cuban-American voters. Florida Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott are among the Republicans who sent a letter to the FCC asking it to scrutinize the sale. Scott said he believes the deal is about politics, an effort by activists to undercut Republicans, including Rubio, who's up for re-election in November.
This is not a business transaction. It's a transaction to try to make sure Marco doesn't win his race. And the congressmen and congresswomen here at Miami don't win their races.
Latino Media Network's founders have worked for Democratic organizations, one in the Obama White House. They didn't make themselves available for an interview. In a statement, they say they are committed to freedom of expression and have asked the leading talk show hosts at the stations to stay once the sale is approved, although one host has since resigned. The sale comes as there are rising concerns about the growth of disinformation in Spanish-language media. Earlier this year, Debbie McCarthy Powell testified at a congressional hearing on the topic. She's a former Democratic member of Congress from Miami who lost her seat 2 years ago. She says falsehoods spread on talk radio played a role in that upset.
When people are only listening to one source of information repeatedly, they start believing the lies that they're hearing. I think it absolutely influenced the outcome, not only of my election, but of other elections as well.
McCarthy Powell isn't involved with the Latino Media Network, but she believes the sale may begin to counter the spread of disinformation on Spanish language talk radio that, amplified by social media, has led to a radicalization of politics.
And when you hear blatant lies about coronavirus, about vaccines, not only the host, but also the coordinated callers who go on rants on making sure that people buy their ammunition and get their guns and are ready to fight against the government.
If the FCC approves the sale of the Miami stations and the 16 others across the nation, Latino Media Network says the deal will be finalized next year. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.